when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world. There's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get on the Google Play Store as well as for iTunes. You can get it on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the podcast is the name of the show. And, of course, for all Apple products outside of that, iPod, iPad, and your iPhone. So make sure, however you're listening, and that you download the app if you haven't yet, and make sure you get us on iTunes. Happy to have Shaquan Nelson with me on the show here today. Shaquan, an athlete, likes to go by wide receiver, but can play wide receiver and running back out of Roselle, New Jersey, Abraham Clark High School. And he's in the incoming class of 2016, looking for an opportunity from teams around the country for college football for that upcoming 2016 year, with one more year of high school football to play at Abraham Clark High. Let's get it started here with Shaquan. Shaquan, how you doing today?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. And first and foremost, Shaquan, what can you say about recruiting so far? I know that as we speak here in the later part of May 2015, you're still waiting on that first offer. What's recruiting been like for you at this point?
It's been pretty hard, but I know I got time to play Division I football, and I'm just trying to get that first offer, working hard every day, trying to get schools noticing me with the recruiting. I can see it going out of me, but hopefully I have an offer by the beginning of the season, if not by towards the middle.
What do you think has been holding back the offer from coming to you, that first one? What do you think is between you and that offer?
Honestly, well, I think it's between the offer. Maybe I could get my GPA a little high, or I could probably get more. If I get the ball thrown to me a little more this season, I'd probably be good. My team's good, so most likely I should be getting a little off. But I think what's really holding me probably my size.
So we look at three different areas that you brought up. Your size, obviously something you can't control, but let's go to one you can. You said your GPA. What is going on the student side of student-athlete that you feel like you could boost your GPA a little bit?
I probably could boost my GPA. I worked hard in class, but I probably could work a little harder. Probably that's what I'm going to have to do. But that's no problem. I'm not going to be the worst student-athlete, so I should be fine. Get a couple offers put in the year.
When you look at the school side of it, when you say you've tried hard, but maybe you could try a little harder, what makes you focused on school? I mean, do you feel like it's something that you've definitely been focused on? Do you want to focus on it more? What is it about the student part of it that maybe the focus wasn't there before, or like you said, there you could have done a little bit more?
Honestly, this year I was more focused on the football side. Well, I was more focused on the athlete side. Now I'm leaning towards something a little. I'm leaning towards the student part to get better in school. Now I really finally noticed that if you don't have degrees, you really can't get anywhere. So I'm just focused on my grades and the season. Because I know the touchdowns, the catches won't come. So I just got to get the grades to match.
And then on the athlete side of it, you said that you feel like if you can get the ball thrown to you a little bit more this season, that could help you out. Describe your offense. Is it a passing style offense? Is it something where you feel like you can get the ball? I mean, describe kind of where your offense is going into this final season.
My offense is spread. We had a whole bunch of athletes on the field, so everybody was sharing the ball. We had a big, our running back had a good year this year, Darren Kennedy, so he had to get a lot of carries. I'm gonna be fine this year.
When you look at your teammate you just brought up at the receiver position as well as yourself, how do you play off of each other and help each other to grow?
We play off each other pretty well because defenses, they really can't lean towards more receiver, because if they lean towards more receiver, that's when the receiver, they get quarterback get it to them. they lean towards me, they get it towards Rashad, and then they lean towards Rashad, they get it towards me. So,
what is it about Rashad Pendleton? I mean, you brought him up specifically as the other receiver out there that you're looking to help each other, obviously, this season. What is it about him that has helped you? Is there anything in his game that's helped you, or something that he's taught you or helped you with? How has he kind of helped you to become a better player?
Basically, we helped each other. I helped him out with a couple of his routes. He helped me out. We were just going as players. We only played 1 year together, so like we played forever together. So we just gonna keep going.
And then the other side of it, like you said, your height. Where are you currently at right now in height?
I'm 5'8".
And obviously, you're talking to somebody as a broadcaster here who is 5'8". That's as tall as I got, and I stopped. So how do you overcome something like that? I mean, I know that Maurice Jones-Drew, 5'8". You know, there's guys like Darren Sproles. You know, there's guys that have been successful in the NFL, not just college, but in the NFL as well, being shorter players. What are you doing to get noticed despite the fact that you're standing at 5'8 right now?
I honestly think it's getting me noticed because I have a lot of, I'm very fast. I know how to get open at the size I'm at right now. And I have a large heart. So people just, colleges just like from my heart.
When you talk about having a big heart, that's obviously something that can't be taught. It's something that is a huge part of the game that goes unnoticed, and I can respect you for that because I played basketball growing up, and I loved playing basketball and had successes playing basketball going up through high school and whatnot before I switched over to broadcasting in college, and I stood at 5'8 at my highest. So when you have people tell you you're too short, you're never going to make it that way, how do you respond to them? Because you said you have such a big heart, which I definitely commend you for. So how do you respond to somebody saying, well, you know what, Shaquan, you're just not tall enough?
I just respond. I don't take it really to offense because I know my playing ability. I can really play with anybody in the country. So I really don't think size really means anything.
When you're in college and you're going up against guys that are, you know, 6 foot, 6'1", 5'10", 5'11", as corners, how do you beat guys like that? And have you had a lot of experience against taller corners?
Actually, I like playing against the bigger cornerback because they'll try to play up on me because of my size, and that's better for me because I can get off the line quicker than a regular receiver.
When you look at their wide receiver position, you're marked down, as we talked about before, as an athlete, Shaquan. What places on the field suit you well for your talents as a wide receiver? What type of places do you like to be at in the offense if you had a choice from outside, inside, you know, being a slot guy, going over the middle, doing different things? Where is your comfort level?
Honestly, I'm comfortable anywhere. Like, I can play outside, inside. I like the slot position because I had a linebacker. That's where the position where the outside linebacker covers the slot. And I don't really think it's a lot of the outside linebackers that cover my speed.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Le Moyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Le Moyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Le Moyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you talk about your speed, obviously it's something that's talked about so much when it comes to high school players in Florida. Sometimes it goes unnoticed in the Northeast. What can you say about your speed and how that's helped you to be a player that's excelled at in Roselle, New Jersey so far?
Honestly, Roselle, we have a lot of speed, and I think I stand out more because I use my speed a lot, speed and quickness.
Outside of your speed, what would you say are your other best attributes on the field?
I play a little defense also. So on defense, I come down, tackle. I'm a short guy, but I kind of a little strong. My other attribute, I'd probably say, is my jumping abilities.
And what do you do to work on that jumping ability? Because obviously there's different exercises and different things that you can do to improve that. And standing at 5'8", obviously it's an advantage if you can get up there. What do you kind of work on to make sure that you can jump high and that your legs have that ability to do what they need to do to kind of match up with some of the guys that you're going up against?
During my offseason, I usually do outdoor track. I won't jump, triple jump, high jump. So that keeps me active. I just work on my legs all year round. My coach helped me. Coach Evans helped me out with my legs, do squat workouts and all types of stuff like that.
I want to ask you about your coach that you just brought up and what he's meant to you, how he's helped you to become not only a better player, but a better man as you work for an opportunity for college football.
Coach Evans helped me out a lot. I was going to play these 2 years. And it seemed like I was going to forever. He helped, my, uh, him when he grows as a football player and as a man, too.
And how has he helped you to grow as a football player and as a man? What things has he done that has really stuck with you? Maybe some advice that stayed with you?
Because on North Field, you'll usually think a coach would just be with you on the field. But like, he'll talk to me after school and after practice. We can talk. We'll even be with each other. Like, with him, I feel so comfortable. Like he's the old brother to me.
In feeling comfortable and moving forward and obviously taking steps that you want to take to get toward that first offer. I know you're going out in camps at Rutgers, West Virginia, and Temple. I want to start with Rutgers. It's the hometown school, so to speak, because it's in the state of New Jersey. What can you say about Rutgers and your relationship with them at this point?
My relationship with Rutgers is, I like the school because I like it's near home, and I like the offense. I really think I'll be a big help to the offense in the further years. My graduating year, and I know a couple people that went there and said the school's nice. I had some family members that went there and played defense, so it's basically almost traditional to go to that school.
If Rutgers was to offer you, knowing that you have family that has gone there and there's that tradition, would they be a front runner if Rutgers extended out to you and said, we want you to come here? Would they kind of move to the top of the pack knowing that there's history with your family?
Honestly, it really wouldn't matter to me because I wouldn't let anything end to me. So I just want to get treated like every other player. I'm just saying, like, I would like to earn my spot there. I wouldn't want anything given to me.
And what makes you feel that way? Because some people, you know, they'll take something however they can get it, whether they earn it or not. What makes you want to earn a spot and to actually know that it's on your shoulders that it happened and not because of somebody else?
Because I feel like I'm the reason why I'm here. I won't want to feel like the only reason I'm here is somebody else helped me get into that spot. I just want to know that. So that's something that I worked hard for, and I finally got what I wanted.
And in getting what you want outside of going to Rutgers, you'll also be going to a camp in West Virginia. What can you say about West Virginia in this point?
Honestly, West Virginia, that's my dream school. That's my number one choice. That's the school I really would like to offer me, that I really want to offer me. And the reason why I say West Virginia my dream school is because my favorite player came out of there, Tavon Austin. And I honestly can say I relate to his game.
And when you say that Tavon Austin, I mean, I can see it from our conversation, but for those listening in, what would make you say that Tavon Austin is not only your favorite player, but somebody who you liken your game to? What makes you similar to Tavon?
The reason why I say I'm similar to Tavon is because his highlight tape, and the way he plays in the game, the way he performs in and out of games, I can relate to him, and I relate to a lot of football players. Like the routes he runs, the routes he's running near to mine, we're the same number. Well, he was the same size as me in high school, so I can really relate to him.
And how does that help you to stay focused and believe? I mean, is Tavon, knowing that he was the same height as you in high school, does that help you to stay focused and to know that you can make it? Is he kind of like a beacon of hope or a ray of light for you?
Yeah, he just showed me that size really doesn't matter. No matter how or just the size of the heart.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard? Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub where
a cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
And another school that obviously you're going to camp to as well, with that big heart of yours and the dream of yours to do something special, Temple. What can you say about them at this point?
Honestly, I like Temple because Temple also has family there. Temple, they honestly could take. Temple really doesn't care about your size right there. They recruit any running back in the slot. Only see good.
What is it about the system that makes you feel like you would fit it well?
The offense, and I like that they recruit this way. They'll show some love. They'll show some love because from other schools that way don't really show that. And Philly is nearby, so I like schools close home. And that system is pretty well. So they recruit one of my friends that was on the team. It was cool, and he was telling me how they perform at the camp, and yeah, so I would like to go on the camp.
Yeah, what friend was that they were recruiting?
Darren Kennedy.
And what did he have to say about Temple?
He was saying Temple was a real good school. The coach is there. He said I could relate to the coach. The coach is real cool. That coaching staff is amazing. And he said he wanted to stay long even when the camp was over.
So from all those three camps that you're going to, outside of that, James Madison, Stony Brook, two other schools that you've been in touch with and had some type of relationship growing here, what can you say about James Madison and Stony Brook?
James Madison coach, I was the first to meet him in Roselle. He liked me, but he wanted me for defense. He's pretty cool, and the Stony Brook coach, he came to see me at a workout, and he liked me too, but those two schools wanted me to play defense.
And what do you think about playing on the defensive side of the ball? Is that something that you would be interested in?
Yeah, it really wouldn't matter for me to play on defense. Whatever I get the scholarship for, I just go, I really can play anywhere I'm fit.
And what position defensively do you feel like, if a team asked you to move to defense?
I like safety better, but usually schools like me at corner. The defense, the schools that want me to come to their school for defense, such as James Madison and Stony Brook.
And what can you say about the difference between corner and safety for you? You said you'd like to play safety, but the teams would probably put you at corner. How comfortable are you with playing corner if they asked you to go on defense and it wasn't safety? Would you be comfortable with that? And what is it about corner that makes you comfortable?
I still be comfortable at corner. What makes me comfortable at corner is just knowing that I like a lot of pressure. I'm gonna deal well on pressure, so knowing I gotta stop one person getting a first down, catching the ball. I just know I'll be fine.
So when you looked at it all, there's another school wrapping up here with you, Shaquan, that Syracuse was a school that, you know, you've had interest in and you've cared about kind of getting to know them or potentially hearing from them. What is it about Syracuse that has made you like that school, even though you haven't really built a relationship with them yet?
I don't know. Growing up, Syracuse is one of my favorite schools. I looked into it, seeing other schools, but I kind of always liked Syracuse. So, because something about Syracuse just tell me like it's a good school. Like I heard good about the classes, that academic wise, it's a good system, whatever. You know, that's that first. And on the field, it feels like they just stay up. Like no matter what, they have a bad season, they have a good season next month.
So when you look at it all and you put it all together, Shaquan, what can you say has kept you strong and helped you to overcome adversity and continue to push forward toward this opportunity of college football? What is it that keeps you going?
What keeps me going is family. Family keeps me going. My family always wants me to stay strong. Everybody in my family always wants me to keep going with sports. And they just always want me to stay. Stay focused or whatever with sports, so I just stay focused. And my little brothers, they play football too, and they look up to me football-wise, so I can't let them down also.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being a part of this, Shaquan. I know that you're fighting. I think knowing that you're the same height as me and you have a big heart says a lot about it. It means a lot personally to know that you're out there believing in yourself, and I really do hope that that first offer comes to you soon, and I will definitely be in touch with you and love to have you back on the show when that happens.
Thank you.